Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler but pleasant. A great day to be outdoors if you're in the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Netanyahu has set goals for Lebanon as the IDF discusses conditions for ceasefire talks. The aim is to dismantle Hezbollah and expand the buffer zone. Also, Israel Hayom outlines what a potential ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon may look like. Jerusalem might halt deep attacks, but operations near the Litani River could continue. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Trump has announced a meeting between Israeli and Lebanese leaders scheduled for Thursday. This will be their first in 34 years. Separately, Axios highlights a decline in support for Israel among Democrats in Congress. Lawmakers are reconsidering funding for defensive weaponry. And finally, JNS reports that an Israeli court has dismissed a libel suit against the New York Times writer. The criticism was deemed non-defamatory. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, a conflict commentator, noted just minutes ago that a ceasefire seems unlikely. The IDF has renewed evacuation warnings for southern Lebanon. The Moderate Case, an online commentator, questioned how Americans would react to similar attacks and narratives about their country. Poizonye, another online voice, commented on political strategies, noting a lack of communication from leadership despite aggressive legislative moves. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ceasefire talks, as covered by Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu's objectives include dismantling Hezbollah's influence and expanding a buffer zone. These negotiations mark a significant step after decades of conflict. The outcome could redefine security dynamics in the region. Turning to the potential ceasefire details from Israel Hayom, Jerusalem is weighing its strategy in the Litani area, possibly maintaining military presence. This reflects the complexity of achieving lasting peace. The local population might see continued military activity despite diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on Trump facilitating a meeting between Israeli and Lebanese leaders. This historic interaction could open dialogue channels not explored for over three decades. If successful, it could ease regional tensions significantly. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that despite global favorable conditions and a strong shekel, Israeli food prices continue to rise. Consumers might not see immediate relief, raising concerns over local pricing policies. Separately, Ynet Business covers Iron Nation's expansion into the U.S. The Israeli venture capital firm raises a $60 million fund, partnering with Indiana tech firms. This marks a shift from emergency aid to broader investment strategies. And finally, Globes announces Iron Nation's progress in raising their second fund. With $50 million secured for Israeli startups, this collaboration aims to support scale-up-ready companies. It indicates growing confidence in Israeli innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.